welcome to episode 3 of Anime and Us Other. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is where we should have used anime movies sometimes.
Yeah, this is our third one, right?
Yeah.
That's the intro.
That's the intro.
Took us a couple times.
Yeah.
Just a heads up, we're remodeling and I got the vent off on my AC unit, so it might be a little loud. I don't know if it's going to pick up or not. Just heads up. So we spun the wheel for Other because we got Other on UI.
Yes.
We got Yu Yu Hakusho the second time we spun, but the first time we got Other.
Yu Yu Hakusho will be next week.
Yeah, can't wait. But we got a silent voice.
Yes, we did.
I've actually seen it before.
Okay.
I watched it when it first aired on Netflix, and then I didn't really realize it until we started watching it, and I was like, oh, or I started watching it. Anyway, A Silent Voice, the movie, also has a manga. The Shape of Voice, the movie, I think that's like the original Japanese, and then they switched it for English because I saw that parallel a lot. Apparently the manga is called The Shape of Voice, and I think even the anime movie in Japan is called The Shape of Voice. Well, I think they just changed it because it would resonate better.
At least in the version I watched, the dub version, it did change the shape of voice when they introduced it. Mm-hmm. The title screen. So before you continue on with this, I'm just curious, do most movies have a manga adaptation, or is it...
Not most, but sure, a lot of them.
Okay. Yeah. I figured...
Yeah, I think it depends on how big the manga is, right? If it's... Because the manga for this is fairly small. I saw a picture of the box set, and I think it was like 6 chapters, maybe 5. And that's pretty small for mangas.
Okay.
So yeah, it makes sense.
I'm not sure. I still don't understand, like, the release of the chapters and stuff in manga. It's very weird the way they do it.
Yeah, there's volumes, which is pretty much a tiny book, and then there's chapters, which is like 10 to 20 pages usually.
Like a comic.
Like a comic, but it gets released weekly, and that's different from comics.
Right.
It's just a different way to do it. I actually like this version a lot more than the Americanized comic version of releasing it, because you get something just about every week. You get something new.
Well,
it keeps you into it.
Well, at the same time, though, comics are released bi-monthly. They're released once a month.
Sure.
But they're also colored.
Yeah, hey, that's fair, too.
And
there's perks, there's negatives.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's different. There's a lot of minimalized jaw in a magnet. Mm-hmm. So it's easier.
It's not quite as detailed. They pump it out quick.
Yes.
And it's a small amount.
It's easy to get out.
We'll see what you say.
You're still on the wiki. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. It is the movie was directed by Naoko Yamada and written by Reiko Yoshida.
That name sounds familiar.
Reiko. We'll click on it. Real quick, though, it came out in 2016 and the worldwide release was 2017.
Okay.
Reiko Yoshida. We're going to pause because I need to read. So, Reiko?
Reiki
I
something.
Forgot his name.
Yeah.
But the guy we were just talking about, he's done a lot of screenwriting. Dragon Ball Z, a Rurouni Kenshin movie, a bunch of different things.
Yeah, so I knew...
A bunch of big things.
I knew I recognized the name from somewhere, and I don't recognize anything, so... Mm-hmm. Anyway, premise... So,
premise is school bullying, pretty much, and then characters' redemption, and mixed in with a lot of depression and mean-spirited fucking kids.
It's slice of life. Definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely slice of life.
About a deaf girl.
A deaf girl that's in grade school, so elementary school, that gets picked on by a boy.
Wasn't it middle school?
No, they went to middle school when they switched, and then they were gone for years, and then he met up with her in high school.
Oh, I thought it was middle school, and then they went to high school.
No, they specifically said grade school.
That's fine, I don't know.
But yeah, so by a boy, Ishida, I think his name is, and his classmates pretty much pick on her, and he's the worst one, obviously, but they all kind of pick on her a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's a deaf girl, it's depressed and crying, and the whole class is picking on her.
Yeah, she's trying just to make friends and stuff. And at first, they're kind of nice, but then...
Yeah, the weirdness kind of sets in after a little while.
And
they're kids.
And they start to get, you know, vicious and stuff like that.
Which is a really accurate depiction of kids in grade school, if left alone, man.
It really bothered me, but not for the reasons, like, that's just going to happen, bullies. But the teachers did fucking nothing.
They didn't give a shit. Like, there's a point or two in the show early on where the teacher, like, bangs his fist on the chalkboard to get people to listen or whatever. And it's like, oh, cool, he's going to lay down some fucking law. He doesn't do jack shit.
No, I mean, and they're blatantly torturing this girl. And they're just sitting there doing nothing. And if she clearly, she's deaf. She needs special help.
Well, close to deaf. She has hearing aids. She can hear a tiny bit.
Right.
And she can even talk a tiny bit.
Right. But she's still, like, she can't hear the teacher speaking. And yet she's in the back of the classroom.
Doesn't make any fucking sense.
No. And if they put them in a class full of regular students, and, like, I understand.
Which is fine, just in front of the classroom, right?
Right, front of the classroom or something, but normally they have special classes and stuff.
They do, but for the most part, I've been in school with deaf people. They'll still be in regular classes,
but
they'll have special ones, too.
I understand that, but there would be, like, something to have them help them along. This had nothing. they were dependent on the students to help this poor girl, which added to the stress for those kids. Mm. And don't give me the kids.
They don't know. They're not in the wrong or the right. I mean, they're kind of in the wrong, but like you can't expect that of children.
Right. And kids are cruel. Little kids are cruel and vicious as it is, but at the same time, this is putting undue pressure on them, and it was just like, it was just screwed up all around. This story.
I wonder if that's how it's done over there. I don't know.
Maybe.
That would be really dark if it is.
Yeah, I don't know. It really bothered me, though, in this beginning.
Maybe it could also be time period. I mean, there was a cell phone in it, but maybe it's sort of like reminiscent of how it used to be. Who knows?
I don't know, but I didn't like the way they depicted it. It made the adults seem very fucking...
Assholes. Don't care.
Uh-huh.
Real quick, before I forget, the voice actress that played Yoko, the deaf girl, is also deaf.
I figured.
So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I figured.
I really enjoyed
it was,
finding that
it
out.
It was really accurate. Mm-hmm. So it was like...
She sounded like she was deaf. She did a really good job.
She did. Honestly, I liked the movie. I just had problems, like...
It's a harsh movie to watch, because you're watching kids pick on a little girl that's just defenseless and doesn't deserve it in any way.
And it's not like it's, like, the first 5 minutes. It goes on for...
The whole f***ing movie. Even toward... At the very end, it's still... terrible.
Yeah, I mean, there's
almost nothing bringing it up.
Right, no, it's... And then, after they torture the poor girl so much that they have to transfer her out, and then they transfer her out, but then they blame it all on the one kid, the main character.
Yeah, all the other kids sort of turn on him.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, he did it. We didn't do anything. He did it.
And they all were tortured.
We were just going along with it because he was doing it.
So now he's isolated.
And he falls into some serious depression. Wants to kill himself.
That's how we open up. He's pretty much selling off all of his stuff, going up on a bridge.
Getting his life in order, saved up a bunch of money, gave it to his mom, got rid of his phone contract, a whole bunch of little things.
Right. Well, he gave the money to his mom because I think that's how much they had to pay.
For the earplugs, I think, yeah.
The hearing aids.
Because he kept, like, throwing them out a window and breaking them and shit.
Yeah, they kept breaking. That's another thing. They just grabbed these hearing aids out of this poor girl's ear.
Well, funny enough, there's actually something they didn't do a good job of showing in the movie that they did a much better job in the manga. So remember when he was sitting behind her and grabbed her earplugs out of her ear and she started to bleed? He actually made her go deaf in that ear.
Oh, did he?
They did a terrible job of portraying that in the manga, or in the anime, but in the manga, they're a much better job. When he ripped it out, whatever he did, made her go deaf. 100% deaf, anyway.
Wow. It was just...
Later on, if you pay attention, she only has it in the left ear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
But man, I mean, and that actually makes the deaf girl's mother's anger even more justified. Because at first, it was like, because they didn't explain that. I mean, yeah, she hurt her, and I get her anger, but...
A little bit of blood, kids are kids, but making your child go completely deaf in an ear.
Yeah, that makes it, because when the main character's mom shows up and encounters the other mom, she walks back, and I guess she tore her ear or something.
Yeah, so I think so.
To get revenge, kind of, I guess.
Well, also, like, this is what your child's been doing. Right. Now you could feel a little bit of my child's pain.
Right, but it was like, that's assault.
Sure, but so is doing it to the kid.
Right, but at the same time, it's between two adults.
I don't know, I get it, but...
But, like I said, if it was just a little wound or something like that, but you make your kid...
Well, it's not... Well, it is just... if it was just a little wound, that's sure. But it's also... That was the culmination of all the bullying that
like
her mom's
seen.
Well,
it just seemed a little much.
I think it's the straw that broke the camel's back.
Right, but that's why...
I'm sure it was weeks, maybe months
of
it.
That's what I'm getting at. They didn't do a good... I'm a great...
Oh, yeah.
They didn't do a good job of portraying all that.
And portraying that the mom knew about it.
Right.
I mean, obviously, she knew about it if she's buying new earplugs, but...
Right, but why didn't she step in sooner, too?
They probably have, but there's only so much parents and teachers can do.
No, because as soon as the main character's mom found out, she went and tried to rectify the whole situation.
Well, they might not be talking to each other's moms. They might just be calling the school and talking to them.
I don't know. It just seems...
I mean, the school's not going to give away another kid's parent's phone number.
No, but you call them in for a parent-teacher conference.
Yeah.
You know? Let's solve this issue.
That all could have happened. It's just not in the hour
that
and a half
movie. Seem like that.
It doesn't seem like that, but it could have happened, and it's just an hour and a half movie.
I guess. It just seemed like they jumped a few steps for dramatic...
Maybe if it was a 12-episode anime, they would have the time. Or the foresight. I don't know if it was in the manga. Who knows?
I don't know.
On a movie basis, yeah.
There were some things they could have cut from this movie, too.
Yeah. The cinematography in it's really pretty, though. pretty anime. Voice acting's great.
It's an overall good movie. Don't get me wrong. It's
depressing as f***.
Oh, man. So, yeah, after all the bullying and torture and stuff, we start to follow, not the deaf girl, but the main character as
the guy that was
a high school.
Who's main been guy, the bully leader.
Pretty much ostracized from everyone. He has no friends.
They all stopped talking to him, and he fell into a tiny bit of depression, and then it just snowballed from there.
Right.
He won't look up. He just looks at the ground.
Yeah, he doesn't look anybody in the eye.
The anime's way of portraying that is when he looks at people's faces, they have X's on.
Yeah, I did not like that. It was very...
It's just a good way for... It's a way for them to portray that he doesn't actually look at people.
Yeah, I get that. But so here's my big problem with this story is that this story is about that death girl.
Yeah, and it mainly, well, I think the story is about him and his rise to redemption.
Yeah, but doesn't conclude it in any satisfying way.
I think it does.
He doesn't really redeem himself.
Nah, he saves her life.
Yeah.
Can you really redeem yourself from something like that? I think it's like forgive and don't forget. I don't know if you can actually redeem yourself from past actions like that.
I understand, but it just ends.
Well, I mean,
it's just like they're at a place, and all of a sudden, all the X's falls off everybody's faces.
Yeah,
and
I think they were at an amusement park or something.
You know, it was one of their
school fairs,
one of those festivals or something like that. And then he looks people in the eye, and that's it. It's like none of the other resolved issues. Not her trying to not her wanting to try and kill herself or anything.
Yeah, that unfortunately that should have been resolved because at the end the crescendo is pretty much her trying to jump off of the building.
Yeah, his best friend with the blonde hair in the beginning. They start to reconcile. They never come back to that.
Also, the girl with short black hair, or long black hair, that was picking on her a lot.
Yeah.
And the blonde. Those never get any... Now, they're not the center point of the show, but they never get redeemed in any way. They never apologize.
No!
Like, he's at least apologizing and trying to make up for it. But the blonde girl didn't participate in the bullying, but she didn't do anything either. She was there and just kind of stepped away and let everyone else do it.
And she was friends with them.
Yes. And her. And the long-haired black-haired girl actively participated. It was almost equally as bad as the main character.
And she
the
was bad guy. Still mean.
Up to the very end, she calls her a moron. It didn't seem like a playful manner.
No, not at all. It was harsh. She's kind of blaming this poor deaf girl for all her problems and stuff.
Not just those two. There was a couple other characters. Same deal. But those are the memorable ones. None of their little stories ever went anywhere.
No, nothing concluded. That was my whole problem. So they kind of did a whole arc with the main character about him not looking, not wanting to kill himself, and then coming around and stopping her from killing herself. Mm-hmm. After a culmination of the deaf girl pretty much being tortured to a point where she wants
to kill herself, to her core, thinks she's the problem.
Yeah.
She's the reason why people hate her.
Yeah.
She honestly thinks that. That's some deep shit right there.
Yeah, that's
messed up. That's sad. That is really sad that a 13, 14-year-old girl, because they're just starting high school, thinks she's such a disgusting, horrible person that that's why everyone's mean to her, and she wants to kill herself.
And that's why she's always apologizing to everyone for stuff they did to her.
Yeah, it's so depressing.
Now,
to be fair, it's kind of depressing in a good way, because you like it, I don't want to say you like it, but you want to keep watching. You want to see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it's well told. It's just, it builds stuff up and doesn't finish anything, so it's
it does finish some things. So she goes to jump off the building and he saves her.
Right.
Well, that's sort of a bit of a finish in a way. Also, she confessed to him towards the end. I think middle to end. Confessed to him saying that she liked him, but he just didn't understand.
Yeah.
But that's sort of a little bit of a...
Right, but that never went anywhere either.
Well, it didn't, but it doesn't really need to. It could go farther in the future. It doesn't have to go somewhere in the movie. It would be nice if it did, to be fair. It would be really nice.
My problem is, they have like four overarching stories going on, and they don't really finish anything. If they would have just...
I feel like his redemption was the only one that was finished. I feel like that was finished. None of the other ones. I'll give you that.
Even his redemption, though. Because
he actually did sit down and apologize to her and say, hey, I'm sorry for everything. And then he saved her life. Or he saved her life and then apologized. Something like that.
I don't know. I just...
But again, I don't think you can really redeem yourself from torturing a fucking deaf girl like that.
I think the focus was on the wrong character.
I think that's fair, but it would have been a more complete movie, I think, if it was from her perspective. But it's also interesting to see the other side. Like the Joker movie. You're seeing a bad guy. Right, that's a great movie.
Like, even if they could have just still have him in the forefront and have him from his perspective, but I still think the whole thing should have completed with some kind of arc with her. You know what I'm saying? Her story should have been told more, because it felt like at the end...
Yeah, they never really fix her emotional issues. she's thinking she's the problem.
Right, and she still thinks that even towards the end.
And after, because he pretty much saves her right at the end. There's maybe 5 minutes of the movie left, if that. Maybe a little more, something like that. And so he's in a coma for, they don't really say, but they say he hasn't woken up yet. It's probably been a few days at the most, at the least. And then she's getting the shit kicked out of her by the girl, black long hair. Right outside the hospital, just getting the shit kicked out of her. So, like, she just tried to commit suicide. And now she's getting the shit beat out of her. And it's like, they didn't really go anywhere with that. That she would still feel like a terrible human being. Right. And then after that, the girl calls her a moron.
Uh-huh. Oh, by the way, the main character saves her because she jumps off the bridge. He grabs her, pulls her up, and then falls over.
Yes, he falls.
He falls off of it.
That's not really how that works, but okay.
Yeah, I know, but it is what it is. But that's how he got into a coma. But
maybe they thought the side characters that were bullies, their redemption was saving him. They don't show it, but they say that they saved him. They saved him. It doesn't really work, though.
Yeah, that's but that, they don't really show up at all.
Yeah, they're just kind of in the background. They're really not there.
Here's my thing. The whole redemption arc, sure, maybe. But what was the deal with the all of a sudden he can look people in the eye now? I don't get the ending.
Well, I think as he was becoming friends with people, because throughout the movie, as he was becoming friends with people, their ex would fall off.
Right.
And I think at the end, it was just all at once kind of rushed him.
But he's friends with everybody?
But
now.
No, I think his character now realizes that he doesn't need to be like that. He has friends.
I guess.
I don't know.
It's
weird. I get it. Like, there wasn't, he was just walking through the fair and it happened.
Yeah.
Like, nothing happened and he was like, oh, and then he reacted to it. It just sort of happened.
It was just sudden. And
even with that happening, he starts crying and then the movie's over.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Yoko coming up to him, the deaf girl, and then, like, consoling him or something would have been a little better.
Something.
That would have at least, you know, alluded to them being in a relationship or going towards that.
Or anything, really.
Yeah. It's a good movie, it's just not perfect.
It doesn't land right. It doesn't complete what it's trying to tell here. I don't know.
I enjoyed it.
I liked it too.
I wouldn't have watched it a second time.
Right, no.
But it was good. I liked it.
Well, to be fair, I wouldn't have watched pretty much anything.
Yeah. A lot of these I probably wouldn't watch.
Yeah, and slice of life movies or even TV shows are a one-time watch anyway.
Yeah, I can't imagine, like, even Eden of the East, we like that. I can't imagine wanting to watch
No, because the thrill is the mystery behind everything that's going on and where it's going. Once you know where it's going, there's no point in it. Mm. Then you're just watching people living their lives knowing how it's going to play out. Mm. So it's like,
So, in my opinion, it's not middle of the road. It's a little higher.
No, it's like a 7. It's definitely a good movie. It just falls short in a few places.
Yeah, but man, really depressing. I mean, you're watching a little girl be fucking bullied hardcore.
And it was infuriating that no one stepped in.
It's and sometimes it happens right in front of the teacher, and the teacher has, hey, that's too much.
Ah.
No, go beat that little kid's ass. I mean, I know you can't do that, but fucking put him in detention.
What do you mean
something.
That's too much?
Well, it's a teacher doing it.
Right.
Get fucking jail. The only time the teacher actually did anything was when he hurt her and ripped the ear.
No. What I mean is he yells, that's too much. There shouldn't be a point where that's too much.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be happening.
But to be fair, I mean, I've been in school. I remember myself and a bunch of other people getting bullied by other people, and that shit happens, man. It gets rough sometimes. The teachers just don't give a shit. They just don't care.
Yeah, that's fair, too. But you have a disabled person in your...
Yeah. Who, normally you would take care of them a little more, for sure.
And because they're even more targets.
Oh, yeah. Easy.
They're easy targets. So you would,
and they're abnormal. So like, there's a reason for little kids to, you know,
there's something wrong with them. So they're obviously got to be picked on. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's
by immature children.
Exactly.
It was nice to see him realize how much of a jerk off he was.
Right.
And, you know, that was even then,
it took him how many years to?
Yeah. Well, he went through his own depression. He had to.
I guess. I don't know. And some of the characters never even came to that conclusion.
Yeah. No, all the other characters, all the other side characters that bullied didn't.
Right, and in fact, he was he pretty much yells at them on the bridge for pretending to be friends.
And then he's the asshole.
Apparently.
I think that was the halfway point. He like breaks down, he's sitting on the bridge with his head between his knees, just calling everyone out. You're this, you're that, and they all think he's an asshole.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, he's a bit of an asshole, but come on, like, you gotta own up to your fucking shit.
Uh-huh, and no one ever does. It's I don't know, man. It's infuriating at times.
I'd say it's a solid 7 movie.
Yeah, it's not a bad movie, it's just...
If you like Slice of Life, if you like something a little out of the ordinary, that's not, you know, shonen, power up, let's destroy each other, it's worth a while. watch.
I mean, we always like the slice of life.
Yes, they're always somewhat interesting. As long as they're done at least.
Yeah, we've said it before, but they have to tell a story because they have no story.
They got nothing else.
They can't rely on tropes or anything like that. I mean, hell, even f***ing Koikaze.
Stop it.
I'm just saying. I do. Because I know how much you hate it.
I'm trying to fucking forget it.
I know how much you hate it.
Let's do some Total Recall in a way where it erases.
But at the same time, it's one of those things where you kind of respect it a little because it is well written.
God damn it.
Like I said.
I won't admit to that. Let's,
let's conclude. We haven't recorded that you did admit to it. It's already out there.
It's voice. It's not video.
It doesn't matter.
It's someone else.
Yeah.
All right, guys. That, concludes other episode 3.
Yeah, I think so, because there's no wheel.
Yeah, no wheel to spin, because we only do other when other pops up on a regular wheel.
Yeah, so Yu Yu Hakusho is going to be next week.
Next episode. Who knows if it's next week?
It's probably going to be next week.
Probably. All right, guys. See ya.
Yeah, bye.